This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D Street Talk on Markets, powered by Money Control. Well, today I have with me a very special guest, Ajay Tyagi, who is the Executive Vice President and Fund Manager Equity at UTI AMC. Well, welcome to the podcast, Ajay.
Hi, Shitij.
Hi. Ajay, I think the first question which is probably on everyone's mind, and not just investors, but even general people, is the impact of coronavirus, which is having on the markets as well as for India Inc.
Yeah, I know this is of interest to everybody today, because the first thing we read in the newspapers as we get up is how is the coronavirus tally? Is it spreading beyond China? Is it coming nearer to our shores and so on?
Yes.
Well, as far as businesses are concerned, I think we are still in that stage where we're trying to figure out how bad could the impact be.
Mm-hmm.
But just to give you an example, it does appear that the pharmaceutical and chemical industry, for instance, has a lot of raw material linkages from China.
Right.
A lot of the early stage intermediates mm-hmm. are sourced from China by most pharmaceutical or chemical companies.
Right.
But by the way, all of these guys also operate on some inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, post the Chinese New Year, while we were hoping for the factories to restart,
mm-hmm.
that has happened over the last week, 10 days.
Right.
If the situation continues over another 15 days, then mm-hmm. I think we are looking at some kind of a slowdown, and therefore some kind of lost sales
mm-hmm.
by many of the companies in the pharmaceutical and the chemicals industry.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to see a restart within the next 15 days,
mm-hmm.
then basis our interactions with corporates,
mm-hmm.
we feel we'll be fine.
Okay.
The good news is that the virus seems to be contained into just one province of China, which is Hubei,
mm-hmm.
and it's not spreading into the other provinces, which at least gives us a feeling that a 15-day period is a reasonable time period for manufacturing to restart in some of the other key provinces. And therefore, to that extent, while I just gave you one example of industries like pharma and chemicals,
yes.
but you can actually extrapolate that example to the other industries, and therefore most industries should be able to find and see uninterrupted manufacturing being carried on basis the inventory that they already have. We'll have to wait and see. As of now, it appears that the disruption may not be too much.
Right. In fact, we all hope that that the disruption should not prolong more than 15 days or from now. But the next pertinent question that we have on our cards is that how did the December quarter earnings pan out for India Inc.? Were we able to find any green shoots out of December quarter earnings?
Well, I think the situation there is a bit of a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
We did see the banking sector actually surprise us positively. Banking sector on an aggregate,
mm-hmm.
One of the reasons for that also was that we have started seeing recoveries flow through basis some resolutions in the bankruptcy courts in NCLAT and so on.
Okay.
So that has helped some of the banks. And on an aggregate level,
mm-hmm.
banking sector actually did fine. While we did see a slowdown in consumption
mm-hmm.
across the board, but even the consumer companies were fairly fine in terms of both the volume growth as well as the profit growth.
Mm-hmm.
Although the expectations around volume growth were already fairly poor,
mm-hmm.
given that we were seeing a lot of data flow through from the middle of last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think on those muted expectations, most consumer names were fine. I think the disappointment remained around a lot of global cyclicals and global commodities, for
mm-hmm.
instance, oil and gas, for instance, a lot of commodity companies, including metal names. They've borne the brunt of slowing global economy
mm-hmm.
and to some extent the tariff wars.
Right.
And therefore, those parts of the economy have been struggling. Overall, net-net, I think the quarter was almost in line with what we had forecasted. This full year, thanks to the tax cuts, could see a high single digit or a low double digit kind of a profit growth.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, demand has to revive and come back in the next financial year, FY21, if we are to see a double digit profit growth.
Right. We're all hoping for a demand recovery, that is for sure. But you manage a very prestigious fund, that is UTI Equity Fund. So how did the fund perform in the last 1 year?
So actually, last year has been a very strong year for us. Basically, in the last 1 year, we managed to outperform our benchmark, which is Nifty 500 Total Return Index, by a little under 7%.
Okay.
And basically, we've actually managed to eke out performance from not just some of our large cap holdings, but also from our mid cap holdings. So if I were to dissect this performance, then I would say that a lot of this strong performance can be attributed to some of the key mid and small cap exposures that we had in the fund, like an Info Edge or an AU or a Dr. Lal or a Berger Paints and so on. So I think the performance in the last 1 year was broadly broad-based, both in terms of a lot of names chipping into this performance, as well as quite a few of our sectors actually also contributing to performance, namely financial services, IT sector, consumer goods sector actually has been a big contributor to our performance, and also the pharmaceutical sector. So I think we've been following a strategy of staying disciplined, buying high quality businesses and businesses which can show strong long-term growth and remain patient with them. That got rewarded in the last 1 year.
Perfect. Yeah. And, you know, Ajay, you manage a total AUM of around about 17,000 crores, if I'm not wrong. And I'm sure listeners would want to know, you know, how do you actually, you know, look at the factors while buying or selling a stock? I think that'll be a very interesting question for our listeners and the answer to look forward from your side.
No, that's a great question. I think that's at the core of what we do on an everyday basis. That's at the heart of why we show up at work every day. And I think I'll keep it simple for our audience. The basic or the main pillar of the philosophy behind UTI Equity Fund is, like I had just mentioned in the previous question, buy great businesses, buy high quality businesses. And quality for us is not a subjective parameter. Quality for us stands for businesses that generate high return on capital employed, which is a measure of their profitability. So you can measure them by way of either high return on capital employed or by way of high return on equity. In case of banks, you can measure them by way of high ROAs, return on assets. So I will use these three terms interchangeably. For ease of discussion, let's just call them businesses with high ROCs.
Right.
These businesses inevitably generate strong cash flows. And believe you me, economic value is created by businesses which generate strong cash flows. Businesses which are not generating cash flows will always be under you know, some kind of strain. Their balance sheet will not be strong. They will eventually have to resort to debt financing. And that's a symptom that the business is not being able to generate enough cash flows. We actually want our businesses that we own to generate strong cash flows. And we want the source of our alpha creation, the source of our wealth creation, to be the underlying economic value creation by the companies, rather than our ability to buy them cheap or sell them high, to find turning points in sectors and figure out which sector is about to turn around and therefore build positions there. We do none of that. We remain very disciplined as a bottom-up investor. We want to buy great companies. Within that, we hunt for companies which can actually show very strong growth. So the portfolio is a combination of high growth as well as high quality. And once we figure out these businesses, by the way, let me assure you, there are really very, very few such kind of businesses which have both quality and growth aspect with them. We basically then just hold them on patiently for a long period of time. And the underlying economic characteristics of these businesses become the source of our wealth creation. So that's what we're trying to attempt in the UTI Equity Fund.
Well, perfect. I think, Ajit, you've laid it on, you know, in a very simple language. And the mantra is to remain disciplined, buy great companies with a high ROCE. So I think I'm sure listeners would take that, you know, mantra into their mind while selecting, you know, buying their stocks. So thank you, Ajay, and listeners for tuning into this edition of podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much, Ajay.
Thanks a lot, Shatish, for this interview.